We are in Perek Bet, okay? Yesterday we dealt with Mishnah Dalet. In Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet yesterday. I don't think we did it, I don't think we ever do any Mishnah justice, but we really read it too quick. There was one phrase that I would like to revisit, and then we'll move to Mishnah Vav. Again, yesterday we did Mishnah He. Mishnah He was Hu Haya Omer En Habur Yerechet. There are different nuschaot. Some sidurim split the Mishnayot differently. So some you'll find it as Dalet, some as He. So that shouldn't bother us. Hu Haya Omer En Habur Yerechet Velo Amaretz Chasid Velo Habayshan Lamed. Let's focus on those three words for a moment, Rabotai. Velo Habayshan Lamed. I know many times here when you ask, I tell you to mute yourself. So this might contradict what we're about to learn right now. Velo habayshan lamed. One who is mitbayesh, one who is bashful. You see the English word bashful comes from the Hebrew word busha. It has bash, betshin. So when a person is bashful, he is ashamed to ask. And one who is ashamed to ask, he's not going to learn. Lo habayshan lamed. Right? As the Rav Chaim Mivolojin writes here in his Pirush Ruach Chaim, Ki im lo yevosh, lo yikashel. If you're not ashamed, you won't stumble. Ki yasig im yishal. You will gain knowledge if you ask. Always a person should ask. First, by the way, while we're on the topic of asking, there are halachot, how to ask. You know, Rabotai, there's a halachot of Derech Eretz. You know, don't ask someone, the halacha says, don't ask someone who is very much involved in one topic at that particular time, and then you come and you ask him a question from left field, and you throw him off guard. Number one, you might embarrass him, right? He might not really be in the presence of mind to answer you correctly. This is actually a Gemara that says so about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Gemara in Shabbat, Daf Gimel Amud Bet says, Ki kai Rebbe b'hai masechta lo teshayla b'masechta achriti. When Rebbe is in one masechet, don't ask him about a different masechet. If they said that about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, then kal vachomer, we should be careful with anybody to be a little bit mindful about asking shoel kahalacha, or shoel kainyan rather. I'm sorry. Shoel kainyan. A person has to know to ask a proper question. There are so many people who ask questions and really they are still in the level of the She'eno Yodea Lish'ol of the Lela Seder in Pesach. You have to know how to ask. Also, another point of Derech Eretz, the Rambam writes in Ilchot Talmud Torah, when the rabbi is coming in to the Beit HaMidrash or when he's walking into the Beit HaKnesset, it's not the time to run over to him and to ask him questions. Right now he just came from the outside. He's not settled yet in his seat. And right away you're asking him a question. That's not Derech Eretz. And unfortunately, many people do that also. So there are halachot on how to ask, when to ask, you know, who to ask, how much to ask, not to be too much, you know, okay. Achshav, however, im kol ze, with all that being said, lo habayshan lamed, you should not be mitbayesh. And the same musar goes for the Rebbe, for the Rav. Lo hakavdan melamed, don't be a makpid. So what if he unmuted himself? Why are you telling him to mute like that? That's not nice. Lo hakavdan lamed. Lo habayshan lamed. I want to share with you a deeper outlook into this. I heard this from a very special rabbi. He's the Menahel of the Waterbury Yeshiva. His name is Rav Daniel Kalish. Shlita, Sheikhyeh. And he explained to his Talmidim the following words. Lo habayshan lamed. What does that mean? It means like this. There are men, each person, yodea tzadik nefesh beemto, each one of us we know, or we hope, that we know those areas which we're ashamed of. We don't go there. You know, there are parts of our personality that we worry to expose. We're ashamed. People don't like to expose their flaws, their weaknesses, you know, their weak points in their personality. And many times people live their whole life not addressing those issues that they need chizuk, that they need strengthening in. Whether it means going to a rabbi and sharing with him this issue that he has in his heart or in his mind, you know, or whether it is going to a professional, whatever it may be. But a person, if he wants to be able to live a healthy life, he has to be able to overcome that shame and to expose himself. What does that mean? To allow for that part which he's always hiding, to ask about it and to address it to someone who can help him. That's Lo HaBayshan Lamid. You know why? Because if you're going to be mitbayish from that part of you, that part will not be exposed to the light of Torah. You know, the light of Torah is supposed to shine upon all our being, upon all our essence. If there is one part of us that we keep private, that we don't address, that we don't go there, then what happens is the Torah cannot penetrate that area of our personality. It's a very deep psychological concept. That's what it means. Lo habayshan lamed. That area which is covered with busha will not be lamed. It will not have the light of Torah be mashpia in it. And he gave a pirush on something that we say in a siyum. In the siyum, when we finish a masechet, what do we say, Rabotai? We talk to the masechet. We begin to talk to the masechet. And we say, hadrach alan vehadran hal alach. Right? You ever thought, what does that mean? Hadrach alan, the pshat, the simple meaning of these words is, hadrach alan, we promise to return to you. We're not finishing, even though we finished you right now, but that doesn't mean we're done. We only started our relationship. Learning Masechet Brachot one time is the first of 100 times at least that a person should learn that Masechet, and the same goes for any other Masechet. Hadran alach. Hadran alach is a commitment that we are promising the Masechet, I will come back to you, don't worry, don't miss me too much. Right? We're talking to the Masechet. However, there's a deeper way of understanding Hadrach Alan. Hadrach milashon Hadar. Hadrach, Hadar in Hebrew means splendor. It means your light, right? Hod vehadar. Hadrach Alan. We talk to the Masechet and we say, oh Masechet, oh beloved Masechet. By learning you, by studying you, by experiencing you, your hadar has entered, has enveloped us. Hadrach alan. Every page of that masechet made a different kind of impression on me from a different kind of angle, from a different side. That's what Torah does to us. Torah comes into us and it has an effect. It influences each and every nook and cranny of our being. That's what's called Hadrach Alan. But if we're going to shut off certain areas and we're not going to allow for it to come out, so then what's going to happen? The light of the Torah cannot shine there. Lo habayshan lamed. It's a very deep concept. And I think that we could see it in the words of Rabbi Chaim Ivolojin here in his Pirush in Ruach Haim. Listen carefully to the words of Rabbi Chaim. And what I love about it also is that he gives a Pirush Mechudash to a Pasuk in Mishle. Listen to a Pasuk in Mishle, Rabotai. Listen to this. I hope I have you concentrate with me here. It says in Mishle Perek Yudchet, Pasuk Kaf. And I'm reading from the Pirush Ruach Haim of Rabbi Chaim Ivolojin. Lo yachpotz kesil tevuna, ki im behidgalot libo. What a massive pasuk that is, Rabotai. Let me first translate the simple meaning of, as we always like to do. First, the simple meaning. Then we go to the chidush. What's the simple meaning of this pasuk? Lo yachpotz kesil tevuna. A kesil, a fool, he doesn't desire chokhmah. He doesn't desire wisdom. Ki imbeit galot libo. He just likes people to hear him. He likes to reveal his thoughts. You go to a shiur, and there's one guy who's all the time talking, all the time expressing his thoughts. Rabbi like this, rabbi like that, rabbi like this. He's not interested in hearing any chokhmah from the rabbi. He's interested that all the people seated there, or rather I should say held hostage there, should hear his chokhmah. Ki imbeit galot libo. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. Avot Shlomo HaMelech is saying a big thing over there. We have to always remember that what our questions should be out of the desire to know Chochmah, not out of the desire to just make an expression, to express ourselves. However, Rabotai, Avchaim Mivolojin comes here and he says a whole different, he puts a different twist on the pasuk. He says like this, Rotze lomar, eno chafetz bitvuna, ela im ken ro'im oto megale libo, umode al ha'emet she'eno mevin. Az siman hu ki chafetz bitvuna. Listen how he's explaining. What does the pasuk say? Lo yachpotz kesil tevuna. You know who he's referring to? You know who's the kesil? The kesil is the baishan, the one who is shy from asking. You're shy from asking? That's a foolishness. That's a ksilut. That's a foolish thing. Lo yachpotz kesil tevuna. You mean you don't desire the wisdom much? You mean you worry more about not showing people your ignorance? You worry more about your shame than about attaining wisdom? That's a kesil. That's a foolishness. This fool, there is wisdom here and there is shaming himself here. Ah, I can't do it. I can't show people that I don't know. I can't reveal myself. I want people to think I'm smart. And then he continues to become even more foolish. It's because he doesn't desire tevuna, he doesn't desire understanding. When do we see that he wants tevuna? When he's willing to reveal his heart. Which means he makes that sacrifice. Like many times, people hesitate asking a simple question because they think, oh, people are going to see the mamash that I don't know anything. So what, he tells himself. I don't care. I know this may sound like a stupid question. It may sound silly, but I have to put myself out there if I want to gain more levels of understanding. Lo yachpotz kesil tevuna. The kesil doesn't want tevuna. Ki im. When do we see he wants wisdom? Beit galot libo. When he's willing to reveal his lack of knowledge. That's why in the Haggadah shel Pesach, the Chacham, I think I told you this chidush many times, but it's in place here as well. Chacham, ma hu omer? Ma ha'edot ve'achukim ve'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokechem etchem. That's a Chacham. The Chacham, what does he say? What are the mitzvot that Hashem told us to do? If you don't know the mitzvot, then you're not a Chacham. How is he called the Chacham when he's asked? Imagine someone comes to you, right? And he tells you, can you please show me how do you say the bracha on tefillin? So, I mean, the last thought that you'll have in mind is that he's a rabbi, right? A rabbi is supposed to know everything. That's what people usually think. That a rabbi is supposed to know everything. So this person, what's going on? How could he be called a Chacham? If he's asking ma'edot ve'achukim, says the Malbim in his Pirush on the Haggadah, that's the real Chacham. The real Chacham is the yachpotz bitvuna. He desires to know. He's a mevakesh. Who is the real Chacham? We think Chacham means one who knows everything. Is it possible to know everything? As much as we will know in this world, it's nothing compared to what there is to know. So how can we say, how can we calculate Chochmah according to amount of knowledge? Any amount of knowledge compared to what there is really is nothing. So how can we say Chacham? However, when is a person Chacham? When his arrow is pointed in the right direction. What is that? He's willing to learn. He wants to learn. He came to learn. He came to ask. Even though right now he doesn't have so much knowledge. But he's willing to ask and he wants to gain knowledge. He's the real Chacham. Whereas another person who actually knows more information than him, but he never asks any questions because he thinks he knows it all, that's the real Kesil. That's the real fool. So that's a thought, a very important thought to learn on this words, Lo Abayshan Lamit. And now we have 7 minutes, Rabotai, to read in the next Mishnah. What does it say in the next Mishnah? Af hu ra'a gulgolet achat shetzafa al pene amayim. In addition, af, the simple meaning here, af, is in addition, who are we talking here? Whose teachings are we learning? Hillel HaZaken, right? Hillel HaZaken once saw a skull, that's a gulgolet, floating on the water in the river. He began talking to the skull. Amar la, al de'ateft atfuch, because you caused someone else's skull to float on the water, your skull is floating. Vesof metifayich yetufun. And don't worry. Don't worry, he's talking to the skull, he says. At the end, those who caused you to float on the water, they'll float too. They'll be floating also. So now, what's the simple understanding of this Mishnah Rabotai? Immediately, we see, Inyan of Midah Keneged Midah, right? Midah Keneged Midah. That's what Hillel is teaching us in this Inyan. I want to point out something very important here, just as a side issue on this Mishnah. I can talk for myself. If I was walking next to the river, let's say next to, you know, in North Woodmere Park, I was walking on the boardwalk, and if I'm going to see a skull floating on the water, I don't think I'm going to have the same reaction as Hillel. I think I'm going to sort of lose my equilibrium, right? You get a little bit excited. Oh my gosh, what's going on? How could this be? Why? People will lose their shikul hadat. What will be the normal reaction of anyone passing next to water and he sees a skull that's tzafa al pnei amayim? Some people will either run for their lives. Other people will faint. Other people will scream. Other people will say, oy vavoy, what kind of a world is this? This world is crazy. This is a world out of order. What is going on? Right? Everybody would go crazy in their own way if they would see their skull. Hillel HaZaken, he didn't lose his composure. He didn't lose his mind. Not only that, he didn't see a world out of function. He didn't see a world out of order. He saw order. He saw Seder. When he saw Gulgole Tzafal Pnei Amayim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw Dinu Mishpat. He saw Tzedek. He saw that the world, Yesh Din VeYesh Dayan, Yesh Mishpat VeYesh Shofet. In the exact same scenario where other people would see chaos, he saw plan and order. That's amazing. I'll refer you to a different Gemara about Hillel HaZaken himself. In Masechet Brachot, in the 9th Perek, the Gemara tells us about Hillel HaZaken in regards to the Mishnah that says there's a Mishnah that talks about what's called Tefilat Shav. Tefilat Shav means a tefillah, a prayer which is in vain. What's a prayer in vain? So one of the examples that the Braita gives there in Perek Chi'i of Masechet Brachot is, let's say a person comes back from out of town. And as he enters town, he hears a big commotion. He hears sirens, he hears ambulances, he hears a big noise. In the midst of the commotion, he says, Yehi ratzon shelo yeze mitoch beti. Hashem, I pray to you that this should not be from my house. That's a prayer in vain. Why? Because what happened already. In the middle of the commotion, you're asking it shouldn't be from your house. It's already, whichever house it's taking place, it took place. It's too late. It's like crying over spilled milk. That's tefilat shav, right? So in relation to that, the Gemara tells us about Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken, when he would walk back, when he would travel and he would come into the city and he would hear commotion and he would hear noise, he said to himself, Muftach ani. Muftach ani she'en ze mitoch beti. I am sure that this is not from my house. And the Gemara says on this, the Pasuk, Nachon libo batuach b'shem shemu'a ra'a lo yira. Hillel had such bitachon, he had such composure, he had such confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had such trust in Hashem. No matter what, he never lost that composure. He always knew everything is in the hands of Hashem. He didn't lose himself. And because he didn't lose himself, that's why he says what he says over here. Af hu ra'a gulgolet. I thought to myself, a pirush, what's the word af? So I told you the pshat of af is, in addition to what he said, he also taught us this story. I think af means he also, among everyone else in the world, saw that skull, but he reacted differently. Everyone saw the gulgolet. Either they walked by, or they made a whole commotion, or they lost their composure, or they complained, how could the world be in such an inorderly way? And on and on. So it says, Af hu ra'a gulgolet. He also saw that gulgolet. but he reacted in the way that Hillel reacted, in the way of bitachon, in the way of knowing that everything is in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem knows what he's doing. And he saw the message, he saw the lesson from this. He understood that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him something in this world, it's not by accident. It's not for nothing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us something, when we see, it's not by accident. It's in order to teach us something. Like for example, we have the statement in the beginning of Masechet Sotah, Haro'e Sotah Bekilkula Yazir Atzmo Min Hayayin. One who sees the sad episode that happens to the sotah, yazir atzmo min hayayin. He should take measures to become a nazir from wine. So that means this person has to understand that he wasn't just walking there haphazardly, just it happened to be a coincidence that he was there and he saw what's happening to the sotah. No. He knew if I'm there, that means Hashem is showing it to me. That means Hashem wants me to see it. And he's talking to me. Like Shlomo HaMelech says at the end of Mishle, Al sede ish atzel avarti. I walked by a field of a lazy man, and I saw how everything is growing wildly. Va'ere anochi ashit libi lakachti musar. I looked and I took musar, what it means to be lazy. Any other person walked by that field, walked by for years, never learned any message, because whatever, I just happened to be walking by the field of this person. Shlomo HaMelech knew nothing is by chance, nothing is by accident. If I happen to be walking by and I see this, that means Hashem is talking to me, he's teaching me a message, not to be atzlan, me'at shenot, me'at tenumot. And so that's also one of the things that we can glean from this Mishnah, al de'ateft atifuch v'chol metifayich yetufun. There's much, much more to say. We have to stop. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.